Hi, my name's Emily Tressida, and I love being part of Joy's voiceover team. I host a show on Joy 94.9 called How Do You Do That? And I'm also one of the hosts of Melbourne's most uplifting music mix. I go by the pronouns she and her, and outside of radio, I'm a comedian. Here's an idea of what I can do.
Grab your glitter, because Midsummer 2020 is here, and there's tons of events across Melbourne to keep you busy. From the iconic Midsummer Carnival and Tea Dance, the Midsummer Pride Parade, plus live music, comedy shows, panel discussions, film screenings, and heaps more. For the full list of events, visit midsummer.com.au or head on down to the Midsummer Hub at the Victorian Pride Centre, St Kilda.
I think gyms are terrifying. There are so many machines, so many weights, so many dominant personalities, grunting and showing off. I've always hated them. That was until I found Rainbow Gym Northcote. It's an all-inclusive, non-judgmental gym. The team are so friendly, and you get 2 free sessions to teach you how to use all of the equipment. Not to mention, there's a ton of fun classes too. If normal gyms intimidate you, check out Rainbow Gym Northcote. Visit rainbowgym.com.au. Many of us don't think about the water we drink every day, but every year, 500,000 people die around the world from diseases contracted from contaminated water. At UNICEF, our goal is to end these unnecessary and avoidable deaths. For $45, you can purchase 7,000 water purification tablets, which will be given to those in need. Each tablet is enough to turn 5 litres of dirty water into drinking water. Dig deep to save a life. Visit unicef.org.au. Louisa, holding a dishcloth in her hand, stepped out the kitchen door at the back of the house into the cool October sunshine.
Edward!
She called.
Edward! Lunch is ready!
She paused a moment, listening. Then she strolled out onto the lawn and continued across it, a little shadow attending her, skirting the rosebed and touching the sundial lightly with one finger as she went by. She moved rather gracefully for a woman who was small and plump, with a lilt in her walk and a gentle swinging of the shoulders and the arms. She passed under the mulberry tree, onto the brick path, then went all the way along the path until she came to the place where she could look down into the dip at the end of this large garden.
Edward, lunch!